You're listening to TalkingSport.org with Dave O'Grady. Well, I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Paul Holmes, trainer and developer of Tiger Rugby, an emerging sevens rugby side in the US. Paul, thanks a million for joining us. We keep reading in the world of sport about rugby sevens, particularly in the US. It seems to be getting bigger and bigger all the time, and you're heavily involved in the development of it. Do you find more and more people playing?
Yeah, I think it's, I know from sports statistics in the US and also collegiate programs, rugby is definitely the fastest growing sport currently. And what's pretty encouraging is more and more colleges and universities here are actually bringing the sport, especially the sevens programs, in-house. And this is obviously a huge drive because of the Olympics in 2016.
That's a key one there. I know you guys are based actually in Columbus, Ohio, and that must be key for you guys, because particularly with all the colleges as well getting involved. And one of the things you must have noticed when getting involved with sevens rugby in the US is that they're very Olympic based. And in fact, Tiger Rugby, you guys are pretty much an Olympic development academy. No doubt you're hoping that some of your players will eventually get there and be future Olympians.
Yeah, actually, Tiger Rugby started back in 2007. Actually, my partner, James Walker, had started this touring team with the vision, obviously, to keep developing the game and give US players the opportunity to play at the highest level. And the two of us together in end of 2011 came together and basically formed Tiger Rugby as it is, Tiger Rugby LLC. And what we have in Columbus, Ohio, is I pretty much married the personal training and fitness business that we had to the rugby development business. And it was a great pathway for us, because we were able to basically give young guys the opportunity to train full time. We got three indoor fields. We got two outdoor fields. We got a full gym that's just great for the boys to work out in. There's a great culture, great environment, but on top of it, you know, these young guys are able to earn some money and make a living while working in the gym. Some of them become personal trainers, so they work with other clients that we have. But basically, it's been a great kind of a turnkey for our lads at the academy to be able to develop.
It's a collection, I understand, Paul, of some of the finest players in the United States, and a lot of whom have played or will indeed play international rugby at some point of their career. It must be very special for you guys there in Columbus, Ohio, knowing that you're going to play such a key role in a lot of these young players emerging.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been our goal as Tiger Rugby, is to basically give the young guys the opportunity to play at the highest level. We still feel there's a lot of players that definitely can play at that international level and professionally overseas that haven't even been untapped yet. So part of our goal is we're not just working here in the US, but we're also kind of extending our arm to work with clubs abroad, so that we really can kind of fast track guys into the next level.
That's right. And I was reading also, you guys are often joined by legends of the game from rugby loving countries all around the globe. And that must be huge in development, because we've seen it with the soccer in the United States when the likes of David Beckham and all came over. It just took it by storm. And now the MLS is growing at a huge rate. The same has to be, I suppose, applied to rugby, and particularly rugby sevens, in order to get it off the ground and keep it building.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think, you know, the big thing with anything, if you don't look outside and you just kind of stay focused on yourselves, and that you don't really grow. So one of our main kind of goals at Tiger Rugby has been to bring in obviously guys who are tried and tested in coaching and playing at the highest levels to impact and work with our young guys as well.
Incredible stuff. And rugby sevens as a whole, because I know in the UK and Ireland and that it's, there's more of an interest in it now, the fact that it will be in the Olympics, and for years to come it's going to grow and grow, as you said. But it is one of the most exciting games to watch, particularly how fast it is, and it's all about strategy. It's quite different from your traditional 15-a-side game.
Yeah, I mean, it's very different, and for the American market, it's something that the American public likes. You know, there's high scores, big hits, a lot of speed, and there's plenty of time for commercials. So in a sense, it's it's made for TV, you know, by the fact that you can have one game on and off in with a half and everything with a total of 20 minutes. So the marketing aspect of it and the crowd fanfare is always a good thing. But I also think it's a really good game to fast track guys into the 15s program. You know, a lot of other countries have done this for years, and in the US it's certainly a good stepping stone for the boys to learn the basic skills of rugby, especially if they come, you know, from another sport, as pretty much every current kid in America is going to. You know, they play baseball, basketball, lacrosse or football. So Sevens really is a good platform for them to learn the game quickly and then hopefully take that next step to play for the 15s.
Yeah, I know, isn't something like the fastest rugby player in the world is from the US and comes from the Sevens background. So it's fantastic watching him play. What about the training, Paul? I know you're heavily involved in this as well. For Sevens players, I'd imagine it differs a good bit to the traditional rugby, say 15 aside. It's more kind of to do with skill, whereas what we're kind of used to would be all about strength and balance. But this is more skill and strategy you guys focus on.
Yeah, there's a lot of skill and strategy, but I think with the way the modern day athlete is, you know, the power, the endurance, speed, agility, all of that actually factors even more into the Sevens game today than I think it did, you know, 15, 20 years ago. If you look at any of the games on the circuit right now, I mean, defenses are so well organized.
Yeah.
Your player of today can cover a lot more ground and be more physical than they could in the amateur era back, you know, before 1995 or so. So I think, yeah, there's a lot of skill involved, but certainly if you look like the likes of a South Africa, you know, they mix up brute force with skill, you know, where you get Fiji who kind of have a mix of both.
Yeah.
And same with New Zealand. So I think, you know, it depends again on the type of players you have, but there's certainly a place for everyone in the game. The one thing I would say there isn't a place for is a lack of speed.
Exactly, yeah, that's one of the things, and that's why it makes it so endearing to watch and easy on the eye, particularly for the American viewers, you know, who are used to the fast, hard kind of game.
Exactly.
For yourself, how difficult has it been in the USA to get more players involved? We talked about the other sports and there's so much competition there. Is it a case that you're suggesting the sport, because I know a lot of people that are in the USA might come from backgrounds and different countries that have actually played rugby at some time in their lives, but to get the average American involved, do you guys look at it and say, would you try this, or do you find it difficult?
Truthfully, Dave, we haven't found it hard at all. I mean, there's a plethora of players out on the West Coast that have had, you know, a rugby background from when they were kids, your American Samoan, your Polynesian communities. There's a ton of rugby experience out there and a plethora of players. Here in the Midwest, I know a lot of teams have struggled to grow their programs, but for some reason, we haven't found it that hard. And I think the important thing is if we can show the American public that it's not your, you know, beer drinking, social atmosphere, then they tend to come towards it and they're really excited to be a part of it. If you can show them that there's actually a professional culture around the sport, then that's something they'll always embrace. But I know that you know, for a long time, unfortunately, here in the US, it's just been kind of a sport played by the college guys on the outside of mainstream sports. And there's been more around the social activities than what's on the pitch.
Indeed, you touched on the leagues there, and there's a couple of different Sevens leagues in the US. The Midwest, I understand, is a tough league to play in. A lot of good leagues there all over the country.
Well, yeah, and the Southern Cal and NorCal, Northern California, those teams are extremely powerful. And again, it touches on what I told you. You know, the heritage out on the West Coast of rugby, guys who've played for years. And they obviously have, you know, a background in the sport, where in the Midwest, you tend to have a lot more kind of like your farm boy type of guys.
Yeah.
who are very physical, very strong, but extremely passionate. And the great thing is they're very coachable, you know, because they've grown up with American sports where everyone has to kind of be on that same page. So it's exciting to see. And I think that's a great thing about the U.S. is, you know, you kind of have every type of player imaginable you've got in the U.S. You don't really, you know, it's a matter of really the recruiting and bringing the right players together and getting the right chemistry and culture. But there's certainly no lack of players or body types or, you know, guys with different influences.
It reminded me of, I was on a stopover to New Zealand before in LA, and a couple of Kiwi guys got on and they were all part of rugby development in California. So I can see exactly what it is. There's a lot of people putting a lot of work in there. Before I let you go, Paul, with the Olympics coming up and with rugby sevens on the rise all the time, and as you said, if it makes it in the US, it's pretty much going to make it across the rest of the world. It'll spread like wildfire. Do you really believe this is going to be the next big thing if it's marketed right?
Absolutely. It is. If you look at the stats released by IMG and other sports marketing groups, rugby is the fastest growing sport here in the US, and I think sevens, with it being in the Olympics internationally, it's exploding. I mean, you've seen a greater commitment even from the countries like New Zealand, South Africa, even England, yeah, on player contracts and backing their players for the next level. I think the same thing here. You know, we here in Columbus, Ohio, we've got four colleges or universities within a 2 to 3 hour drive that are offering scholarships now to children, so they're getting their education paid while they get to play rugby. So more and more you're going to see it coming into the mainstream. That's inevitable. I just think the pathway is going to be the sevens game.
Fantastic. And just before, finally, for anybody looking to hear more about and see more about the Tiger Rugby and the team you guys are involved with in the Development Academy, what's the best way for them to find it?
The two best ways would be to connect with us on Facebook, at Facebook Tiger Rugby, and then also you can follow us on Twitter at the Tiger Sevens Trainer. We will have our Tiger Rugby website launched probably in the next 2 months. We're just finalizing some things because we want to have some interactive components on that. But yeah, the best way would be, or you know, you can email James or myself, Paul, at tigerrugby.com. As simple as that.
Paul Holmes, thanks a million for joining me. Onwards and upwards for you guys now, and I look forward to you producing a lot of Olympians and continuing the great work that you're doing in the States and the spread of rugby across the lands. Thanks a million.
Thanks, David. Cheers, eh?
Email dave@talkingsport.org.